Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan are supporting a bipartisan bill that seeks to ensure the state's ability to regulate a legal marijuana industry. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports the bill was originally co-authored by Senators Cory Gardner of Colorado and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and looks at a number of areas in which state and federal marijuana law conflict while also containing a number of safeguards to ensure that marijuana continues to be regulated safely. The sale of the Nugget Mall here in Juneau has fallen through. Kevin Hanchett runs the court-appointed firm running the mall. He says the prospective buyer found the 44-year-old properties needed more work than expected.
There was too much deferred maintenance, too much capital expenditure that was going to be required to bring the mall up to the standard he wanted.
Aventine Development Corporation then requested the selling price of $2.5 million be reduced, but Hanchett said the mall's main creditor balked at the buyer's request.
So we gave them a choice, either taking it back or having us continue to market it, and they elected to take it back.
That means ownership will soon transfer to Columbia Pacific Advisors, a Seattle-based lending group. Reached for comment yesterday, fund manager Brad Shane says the mall had nearly $12 million in debt outstanding. Now his firm will own the mall once a judge approves the transfer. The mall was built in the 1970s by a now-defunct partnership. Its tenants include Petco, Joann, and a number of locally owned shops. With his signature on Wednesday on the state's capital budget, Governor Bill Walker committed $21 million to the Juneau Access Project. But back in 2016, the governor had decided against building the controversial road, referring to the state's fiscal crisis. Business interests, environmentalists, politicians, and neighbors in Haines, Juneau, and Skagway have gone around for years on whether or not the road should be built. They include Denny DeWitt, head of the Pro Road First Things First Alaska Foundation, and attorney Buck Lindekugel with the environmental group Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
We're delighted that the money was left in the budget.
We are disappointed by Governor Walker's decision not to veto this dead-end project.
It's back where it belongs and gives us an opportunity to continue working on an important project for Juneau.
But we urge him to continue to press his DOT commissioner to issue a decision selecting the no-build alternative this summer and address our other pressing transportation needs expeditiously.
It's a small victory for road supporters, but there are still major hurdles to get to construction, like securing huge federal grants, which largely hinges on reversing Governor Walker's 2016 decision to not build the road. And government figures show Alaska's May unemployment rate was slightly lower than the prior 4 months. The preliminary seasonally adjusted rate for May stood at 7.2%. That compares with 7.3% where the rate had stood the previous 4 months of this year. Nationally, the unemployment rate for last month was 3.8%. Forecast calls for cloudy skies for tonight and rain this weekend. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.